I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, we had a sweep in Queens yesterday. The Guardians were victorious in a 4-1 decision that was highlighted by the near no-hitter thrown by Gavin Williams. 8 1/3 innings, Williams went without allowing a hit until Juan Soto, much like October of last season, took the Guardians deep to center field, a ball that Williams, after the game, disclosed he thought might have been catchable by Angel Martinez.
At first, I thought it was a really high pop-up because he had some high ones, but saw Angel kept running and hopefully he was going to get under it, but kept carrying.
Now, Ken, you put up our text exchange on Twitter yesterday if it would have been more painful if Soto or Francisco Lindor, who struck out in the previous at-bat before Soto, had hit the home run. I think I'm on the other side of you. I think Lindor would have been worse.
Why?
Because having the guy on your team previously and then allowing him to go via a trade, not even free agency, a trade, would have been worse than even if it's the guy that took you out of the playoffs last year. It makes you think of what could have been. If he's on your team yesterday, the no-hitter is intact.
Do you think he would have pimped it?
I don't think he would have pimped it. I think he's more of an experienced vet compared to Soto, who's only been in the league a few years after Lindor got to the majors. I don't think he would have pimped it.
Soto can be a goofball. I know. He does the, what was that? What's that thing he did in the box and they got thrown at by Clayton?
Shuffle? Or?
Yeah.
He also, like, you could tell he smiled as he was, like, looking towards the ball in center field yesterday as he was going to second base. The Guardians broadcast showed that. The Mets broadcast did not.
I'd be much more upset. I was much more upset that it was Juan Soto. And then I thought, well, again, at least it wasn't some call-up from AAA who ended up hitting the home run. Because Juan Soto's expected to be a really great baseball player. Francisco Lindor, my angst towards him has dissipated. I got my own situations to deal with. He plays in the National League. I got no ill will. They came here last year, and he had nice things to say about the city. It's like, all right, let's just let this all go. Maybe if we played him in the World Series, I'd feel differently about it. But I'm not gonna build a statue over Francisco Lindor. I'm not gonna lavish him with praise. But my anger with Francisco Lindor or any sort of ill will, that's all gone. I got other things I got to worry about here.
Yeah, it's been a while. I just looked up just to check in on Frankie, see how he's doing. And it is very interesting.
Francisco, thank you.
He is a 5-time All-Star, a 4-time Silver Slugger Award. And though every time I see him, I'm like, I thought he was going to be better. I thought he was going to be like a lot better, actually. I thought he was going to be a total superstar when he came into the league. Is he still considered a superstar?
I mean, he's definitely a household name.
Dude, I know you're just checking in on him. They love him over there. Mets fans love him. They are a critical bunch, Mets fans are, but they really, like, there's guys saying, like, one of the all-time great Mets now. Like, yeah, they love him. They love him over there. Well, not as much Juan Soto. Sorry, go ahead, Mitch.
That's all right. It's hard to be better than Gavin Williams was yesterday, and he talked about the growth that he's had because he struggled early on this season and looks to be dialed in so far at the three-quarters point.
Just going to the pitching lab, all the pitching coaches helping me out day in and day out, even the video guys. I mean, they're amazing helping me do what I'm doing, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here.
Is Gavin on track to become the new Guardians ace?
It seems he has the best stuff.
I think it's either him or Ciccone.
He has the best stuff. What'd you say, Ciccone, maybe?
Either him or Ciccone,
wow.
One of the two.
Who'd have thought Ciccone at the beginning of the year?
I agree with Mitch there. Yeah, I think it's Ciccone.
Hell's really frozen over if you agree with him.
I think Gavin's close, but...
Did we win the Naylor trade officially?
I'd say so, considering the guy's not in Arizona anymore.
It's just kind of funny how that was what they were lambasted the most about, just, you know, giving away Naylor. And now we've got someone who you're asking if they could be the ace.
I don't know that you can say we won it just because they traded him away, but we've definitely gotten a nice return on it.
Yes, we have.
Going from that to yesterday's practice in Carolina, head coach Kevin Stefanski confirmed that Shador Sanders will start for the Friday preseason opener. And with a number of these starters expected to be out for the game, including some of his weapons on the offense, Coach Stefanski not worried if Sanders in the second team offense faces off on Friday.
May have some ones going against twos, twos going against ones. You could have different guys in there at different times. But I think both sides, particularly in that first game, it's all about playing fast. So typically don't see a ton of looks that are unusual per se. So if you stick to your rules and you stick to what you've been taught over the last few weeks, you should be able to operate and function well.
Would have been nice to get some first team reps in there yesterday to try and get him more prepared for Friday night.
Couldn't have got him a couple.
You know, yesterday, Kenny, we were screaming at each other as usual about the state of affairs in that quarterback room. And we were wondering, Canales...
It's tearing our family apart.
It really was. And Canales did say it looks like the starting defense, like he could be going up against starting defense for a couple of series.
Okay, if he does well, get ready.
Of course, doesn't have Judy, Tillman, whatever, but that is wide receiver one and number two.
If he does well, I'm going to feel so good tomorrow night because it's going to be Shador played well. The hope of being able to collect all these goodies in the draft and starting anew is right there. And I can feel better about my head coach. I can feel better about that. Tomorrow actually means something. When is the last time a preseason game meant anything? Probably when I was making a big deal about them being 4-0 in the preseason. We saw that ended up. Oh, boy.
Regardless of whether Shador plays well, do you take stock in whether the Browns actually win their preseason games still?
Absolutely not.
But would it make you feel better in a game like this where Sanders actually plays pretty decently and they were able to pull off a victory that I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if Browns fans are expecting them to have any shot of being on the winning end of this game.
I don't back down, by the way, from that when I say that about Hugh Jackson. He hates me so much, apparently, but I was backing him up on that. I know what he was trying to do, and he knew what he was trying to do. He had a bunch of guys who were... And I'm not going to say because some of them, I'm not going to rip them too much because some of them were still in the area, obviously. But he had a bunch of guys that he knew were not of NFL caliber. And he knew he had to kind of do rah-rah stuff to get them going. That's why there was the, well, this is how you get your stripe. This is how you do this stuff. And the like, he had to do it. And that's where preseason games did matter to that team. But not to this team. We are past
now
that.
Now we just want to make this one forgettable.
That's it for About Last Night. This was a forgettable About Last Night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.